This is our number
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Boeing stock just closed 7 minutes ago. Not down that much. $3.84 a share, so 1% drop in Boeing stock after the grounding of the 737 MAX yesterday. And I was reading a thing on Bloomberg earlier today that this could be a huge benefit for a Chinese airline company. The state-owned Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, they're building a C-919, which is a narrow-body passenger plane with a capacity of about 170. They say they have more than 800 orders, but this plane was designed to compete with the Boeing 737 MAX 8. And so China may be a huge beneficiary of the Boeing troubles. We'll see how many more plane orders they get. Next up in the Fastest 15, did you see how much you have to make to be middle class in Bellevue?
I would be struggling to be middle class in Bellevue. That's a huge amount.
Yeah. According to a new study out, you have to make $210,000 a year to be middle class in Bellevue. The middle class ranges from $70,268 to $210,804. But this study, I think they're just talking about what the median income is.
It's by Go Banking rates.
Yeah, so Bellevue has, all it means is Bellevue has a lot of people who are above middle class status. And with, you know, housing prices are through the roof there. But they said you multiply the median income by two to get the high number in the range, and that's $210,000. Well, that's two times the median income of Bellevue. So I saw this story, and I thought these numbers just don't add up for me at all. Seattle is considered number fourth fastest growing median income. Bellevue's number nine in the country. But I think you can get by on less than $210,000 in Bellevue. I mean, you might not have the nicest house on the block.
I have to make fewer trips to Bell Square.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if you couldn't buy a house in Bellevue. Probably if you make
$200,000, you can.
$200,000.
I mean, if you can put up a decent down payment.
Yeah, you can get $1 million house if you make $200,000. That's true. Okay, I'm still fascinated by this whole college scam, the admissions scam story that we've been talking about the last couple of days.
Yeah, did you hear the latest? Mickelson?
Well, I heard you report that.
Yeah, but he's not been charged with anything. But he's like, oh, I use them too. So this singer guy, he had quite the wide net.
Well, there were 50 people indicted in that initial sweep, but they said that there are more than 800 who used his services, and a lot of them might have been the same scam. You know what's weird about Phil Mickelson talking about using that for his daughter? He has a commercial on TV for an arthritis medicine, and his daughter is talking to him throughout the commercial. Would you see if you can find the audio of the Phil Mickelson?
Is this the daughter who goes to Brown University?
I assume they never show her. It's a weird commercial because it's like he wanted her voice to be part of the commercial, but they didn't want to put her face out there. Maybe he felt like he was exploiting his own kid. But if it's the same daughter, then it's a pretty good thing they weren't putting her face in the commercials.
I've been almost obsessed with the story. I mean, there's just so many twists and turns, and so many people have been implicated.
Well, and it's just, did you see this lawsuit the two Stanford students have filed now?
Yes.
And this makes no sense to me at all. Two young women who go to Stanford, Erica Olson and Kalia Woods, they are personally suing that Rick Singer, the guy behind all of this admissions bribery scam. But they're also suing USC, UCLA, University of San Diego, Texas, Wake Forest, Yale, and Georgetown, saying that, and Stanford, their own university, saying that they were rejected, these two girls, by Yale and USC.
Wait. They got into Stanford?
They got into Stanford! I wonder if they're pre-law and they're just trying to make
Absolutely.
A buck here.
They're trying to, it's like, oh, let's see what can happen if we throw this in now, because everyone's throwing stuff at this.
They say that since Yale and USC admitted the kids of the wealthy who weren't entitled to go there.
Oh, and that doesn't happen at Stanford?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That they're saying that they were rejected by Yale and USC, and so now they're suing the guy and the universities because they scammed them out of their spots at Yale and USC. They're at Stanford! It makes no sense
to
me at all.
Which has like a 5% maybe admission rate.
Jeez. Oh, I think we just found the Phil Mickelson. It's for some arthritis. He's got rheumatoid arthritis. Oh. And it's for some arthritis medicine.
To most, he's Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. To me, he's, well, dad. So when his joint pain from psoriatic arthritis got really bad, scared me. And what could that pain mean?
And they don't show her at all. They just have different shots of Phil Mickelson, like, flexing his hands. And it's a very weird commercial.
She sounds like a smart girl.
Oh, she sounds brilliant, even if she cheated to get into school.
Joint pain could mean joint damage.
Okay, all right. Enough of that. And then there's this one. Now a parent in San Francisco has filed a $500 billion civil lawsuit.
Wait, billion?
$500 billion. Jennifer Toy, she's a former school teacher. She believes her son Joshua was not admitted to some colleges despite his 4.2 grade point average because wealthy parents got ahead of him in line. So she's suing for $500 billion.
So my oldest didn't get into Stanford, even though I forced him to apply just to see because he had a really high GPA. Should I be suing too?
Yes. Everybody should.
$500 billion?
And then the two actresses. So what's her name?
Felicity
one from
Huffman.
Felicity Huffman. She was great on Sports Night, by the way.
Okay.
That was a good TV show. That was her first TV big gig, I think. So Felicity Huffman is free. Did you see what the bond was for her and the Full House gal?
It's like wasn't it $1 million?
Huffman is free on $200,000 bail. And the Full House gal, Lori Loughlin, $1 million.
Yeah, she and her husband, $1 million.
Yes.
Maybe they think they have more money?
And then I saw these...
Oh, maybe it was more egregious because Felicity Huffman's accused of only paying $15,000, whereas the other two paid $500,000.
I don't know.
I do think that Lori's ended up being this bigger scheme where that was where the rowing came in and this fake facade where Felicity's was the cheating thing.
You know, what's weird about that?
There's different levels of how bad it is.
So Lori Loughlin's daughter was the fake crew, right?
And she's she's the blogger. She has two daughters.
Yeah, she's the really stupid one, this girl. Here she is.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
So she's a social media influencer.
Okay, wait. Did you hear the latest, though? Did you hear the latest?
Yes. She got dropped.
Well, she got dropped, but do you know where she was when all this blew up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She was on the official yacht of USC's
the head
of the board of trustees.
Yeah.
And it was because his daughter and her are really good friends and have been for a long time, they say.
So,
were in the Bahamas.
Yeah, they were in the Bahamas on a yacht with the head of the board of trustees after buying her way into USC. She, as a social media influencer, she had a contract with Sephora. They just dropped her.
Sephora,
whatever. Nicole just told me right before we went on that she lost Sephora.
Oh, but she hasn't. I mean, this gal has worked up quite a few accounts.
Target and Sephora were her major.
Mm-hmm. Well, Target's one of hers?
Yes.
Well, you know, her dad, who's the fashion designer.
That's probably why she got Target.
He's got a deal with Target.
Exactly.
And
oh, yeah. Well, so Estee Lauder, she also has, she also reps Estee Lauder cosmetics through Smashbox and Too Faced Cosmetics. She's got quite the lineup.
Too Faced?
Yes.
That's the name of it?
It's all Instagram marketing. That's how she makes the money from them.
And then, of course, this got pushed out. The episode of Full House where, Lori Loughlin, like I said, my youngest daughter loved that show. Was she married to John Stamos?
Uncle Jesse, yes.
Who's your all-time celebrity crush?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Uncle Jesse and Lori Loughlin. What's her name?
Aunt Becky or Rebecca.
Aunt Becky. Mm-hmm. Here's an episode of Full House where they were trying to get their kid into preschool.
Two kids. It's twins.
Whatever.
What's going on? I'm just checking out this application for Boughton Hall. I'm not going to lie on this application.
You got to give the boys a little edge.
And you're right.
Uh-huh.
I'm their father.
Darn right.
If I don't lie for them, who will?
You must have done a great job on that application. They're interested in Nikki and Alex.
I may have, what's the word I'm looking for? I may have embellished. This is very important. You know, the fast track. Zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah, right. Okay, zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom. Look, Mrs. Jacobs, we have to be honest. Well, I have to be honest. We may have, well, he may have embellished, lied a bit on our application.
So they've been lying on their kids' school applications ever since Full House, crying out loud.
Okay, quick question, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that, you know, we heard about Felicity Huffman being arrested with, you know, the guns were drawn while she was being taken into custody.
FBI agents, yes.
$1 million to, you know, post bond. Do you think it's like overkill? Do you think they're like just making these people examples?
Yes, they want to make them examples.
It's like,
yeah, they're clearly making examples of them, but they also that's the part of the story. If there weren't two actresses involved, I don't know if this would have been that
big. It would have been big. It would have been big because this whole college admissions thing, you know, for any parent or any student, you know, trying to either get their child into college or a student applying.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
It's a big deal. On NBC today, their legal analyst was talking about whether Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and the others could go to prison.
They face real prison time for a felony, although you could imagine if they cooperate, this not being the kind of thing where the feds want to jail a bunch of parents. They clearly are sending a message. We've never seen a racketeering case like this.
I wonder if they will try to get prison time.
They're not. They don't have. They don't have previous criminal convictions. They're not.
So why are they getting $1 million bail?
They're trying to make an example right now, but they're going to just get like community service, pay back this.
They're
the
already
kids are
letting
getting
Lori
kicked
come
out.
Back to Vancouver to like Canada to finish working.
Well, and TMZ had a thing last night that a bunch of other celebrities are freaking out because apparently they're not the only two who are using this guy. They're the two that have been named so far. And that's why Phil Mickelson tried to get ahead of this today by coming out. So it's a big, you know what it is? It's a big mess. Next up in the Fastest 15, I saw maybe the most depressing news story of the day. Did you see the judge's ruling with Jussie Smollett?
No.
A judge has ruled that they will allow cameras in the courtroom to televise the Jussie Smollett trial, the hate crime hoaxer. And it was Jussie Smollett who wanted the cameras in the courtroom, perhaps knowing that it'll be his last appearance ever on camera, since he's not going to get any acting gigs after this. But he's been charged with 16 felony counts. Okay, who's going to do more time? Jussie Smollett or Uncle Jesse's wife?
I'm going with Smollett.
Yes, me too.
I wonder. Well, he's got 16 felonies against him. Yeah, I would say that's probably more serious. But a judge has ruled that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the hearing, and you know. Well, now, will CNN go wall-to-wall? Will they break away from their Trump stuff to carry Jussie Smollett, I wonder?
I don't think so. I mean, the guy's clearly a fraud.
I bet they will. I bet they'll go wall to wall. Their ratings aren't very good with what they're doing now.
They love that stuff.
Yeah. They do. That headline news. What's they would have been the most likely one in the past, but I don't even know if they do that sort of thing anymore. Okay, and then finally in the Fastest 15, 50 Georgia high school students have been caught up in a massive sexting scandal. The students range in age from 14 to 18. They didn't realize that sexting was illegal, that it leads to child pornography charges. And in fact, there was a bill in Olympia, I don't know if it went anywhere, that was going to remove sexting between high school classmates from the list of child porn laws in Washington.
And I think the argument was that it could ruin a kid's life forever for doing something dumb as a teenager.
There are a lot of kids who have ruined their lives forever by doing something dumb.
It grew into a fairly large investigation involving over 50 students. It's a nationwide problem, but we have realized it has came to Union County High School.
And the kids got pretty much a slap on the wrist.
In Georgia, if you're under the age of 18, that's actually manufacturing and distribution of child pornography. Most of the kids do not have a clue that they are committing a crime.
And they said that they're going to teach, this is the superintendent, they're going to teach the kids better in the future.
We will be looking at curriculum to implement next year with all our students on cyber safety.
Okay, so... Hey, you know what amazes me? When I was, 13 years old, I was in 12, 13. Mm-hmm. I was in high school by then. I had to steal a Wii magazine from Food Town.
Wii is an O-U-I.
And I think it had an exclamation point. I think it was
Did it have the plastic around the magazine?
I don't
think
so. Do you
remember those days?
Yeah. I've told the story. One of my jobs was I had to take boxes, cardboard boxes, to the pneumatic crusher, and I would stack the boxes in front of the magazine rack and then tip a magazine into one of the boxes and then stash it by the loading dock where my bicycle was.
You were so rascally.
That's what I had to do when I was 13. Now kids, all they have to do is get on their phone and they got 30 classmates naked.
It's not good.
No, I'm not arguing that it's better today than it was when I was a kid.
But when your brain's not fully formed, you do stupid stuff. Jeez.
So really quick, we got this email from a listener, Brian, and he says actually on that Phil Mickelson ad, you should check the fine print at the bottom that the screen says that the ad is actually an actor portrayal as his daughter. And I've checked a couple places where it says that the daughter's voice is an actress.
So wait, he lies even in the commercials about his daughter? No wonder he lied to get her into a better school.
To most, he's Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. To me, he's, well, dad.
See, not
I thought
well.
She was an awfully articulate young woman. That's funny. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes of the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Up next, Phoenix Jones, the crime fighter. Where's the costume around town? Grew up right next to me. He's retiring. He's going to tell me why in studio coming up. Let's look at our website, My Northwest, and they had a long, long story about a guy named Ben Foder. You probably know him better as Phoenix Jones, the guy who's running around Seattle streets fighting crime, and he said he's retiring. I had to get to the bottom of this because Ben grew up just a few doors down from my house, my old house, and joins me in studio. Hey, Ben, good to see you.
What's up, Dory?
So if you're retiring Phoenix Jones.
I am. I mean, I hope it's kind of a weird thing because I hope like eventually I can get back to crime fighting. I mean, I don't feel like I want to do that. I normally wake up and feel like I would like to go protect these people.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way.
You know what my first memory of you is? My first memory. There was a house a couple doors up from me, and they had an external alarm, and the alarm went off.
I remember that.
So I grabbed a weapon and went up there to make sure that there wasn't a burglar in there, And you came up the street.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking to me because I don't think we knew each other at the time.
Not super well. No.
No.
I mean, people have to understand, I was like 13.
Yeah.
I was at my friend, Ty and Chris Sheehan's house.
Yeah.
I was behind playing, and when I heard the alarm go off, all the kids ran inside, and I was like, we're going to the alarm.
So, that was your instinct when you were a kid, was to go and do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. There's something wrong with me. Like, it took me 30 years to get it. Like, there's something wrong with me. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like other people. Like, I mean, it took me 30 years to get demotivated, mm-hmm. but I thought everyone could do what I do.
So the whole thinking was you were a Taekwondo champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. World champion?
Yes, sir.
Really?
They call it that, but it shouldn't be called the world. It should be called the region as close as people can drive to the left side of it.
Okay. You know? All right. But you're a Taekwondo champion, and you just, and I also saw in the story, I didn't know this, you were the state bowling champion?
Yeah, four times running.
So you were thinking that you were going to get in a bunch of fights in bowling alley parking lots?
Thinking?
You were.
Man, bowling is the roughest sport I've ever been involved in. It's not a joke. They're in the middle of the most racist places you can imagine. The tournaments are in like Hayden Lake, Idaho. Seriously. Like, there's a KKK like nest up there.
Yeah.
I'm black. I'm coming in and I'm beating you. I'm great. Like, you're getting destroyed. And then they pay you in cash because everybody enters a tournament and they take, 10% go to the winners.
Yeah.
And they just give you a bag of cash and you walk outside to a parking lot full of angry white people.
Some people jumped you? They literally jumped you?
I've been jumped four or five times.
Get out.
I swear to God. They all lose. I mean,
well, I know that you put together pretty well.
You know what's funny too is if you're getting mad at me as like a black dude to get mad at, you're kind of picking the weirder one. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so then the concept was, okay, you're going to be this crime fighter. You had a superhero costume.
Oh, the super suit, yes, sir.
And you literally did help a whole bunch of people on the streets, right?
287.
Okay, give me the most extreme example.
Worst example, Nicole Westbrook dying.
Horrible. Get your microphone closer.
Worst example, Nicole Westbrook dying. Literally the worst day of my entire life.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
What was that? I mean, tell me about that. I don't know what that is.
I was down at Pioneer Square, man, like April 22nd, probably 2011.
Okay.
Exactly. And I hear some gunshots go off, and it's me, Caballero, Midnight Jack.
These are your crime-fighting buddies, right?
Oh, yeah. These are all my buddies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was early in our career, so we don't know each other's real names. We all still are meeting at the U-Haul. Like, yeah. We don't know each other's masks, identities, nothing.
Okay.
And these gunshots go off, so I'm like, Team 1, Team 2, you're with me. We start running, and right as I get to the corner, down there on Occidental, kind of as you run up, there's the Union Gospel Mission way down to the left here in a little weird angle.
Okay.
I see a guy with a gun over here. It looks like a girl and a dude right here, maybe, in a car over here. And this car comes screeching up, and I see the guy with the gun who's on the sidewalk. The cops are going to tell you there's no gun on the sidewalk. They're just wrong. I don't care. I don't care what you guys say. You're just wrong. So the car goes through. I think the car did fire the shots.
Okay.
But the person on the side of the street had a gun out, and I think that's who they were shooting at. And in the process, they hit Nicole. We didn't know she had been hit. So as we're running towards the bad guy with the gun, thinking the guy on the sidewalk, with the gun is the dude who did the shooting, she just dropped.
You're not armed. You didn't.
Oh no, I don't need a gun. I don't. Yeah.
Well, you kind of need a gun if you're running at somebody who's got a gun.
No, I don't think that. It's hard to explain. If you can kill me with a gun, then I didn't really do my job. I'm a better fighter than you. I'm better trained than you. I'm tactically better. I got better armor than the police do. I got 12 guys with me. I got a camera crew. You're not gonna win. I mean, I'm not afraid in any way, shape, or form. You're not me. And now okay. I really know they're not me.
Yeah.
But either way, so we turn this corner, and this girl, she just drops. And it was the weirdest kind of fall because it's like a fall where the person isn't conscious of their fall.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like, I've never seen someone bang like that.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
And then we stopped chasing the bad guy. And we turned around. And we ran back. And we're just standing over this girl. And she's got a gunshot in her neck and out her head. And Officer Hill's doing CPR. And it was one of those things where I'm just kind of standing there. And there's nothing you can do. CPR is the choice. And it's already going. And she's just kind of scanning the horizon. And she ends up dying, and they take the aid car away, and I just kind of sat on the sidewalk. And like about maybe like 5 or 6 hours later, a truck comes by and just washes all the blood off into the drain, and people start going to work.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, my whole life has been ruined, and you guys are just going to go to work. And it's not an isolated incident. No one cares.
Right.
It just took me 30 years to realize no one cares.
So you say you're retiring from this now.
Yeah.
Why? Because the article that I read, Ben, are you Ben Fodor again then? You're not Phoenix Jones anymore?
I'm always Phoenix Jones when I'm in my suit.
Because you're always Ben to me.
I know.
Because that's how I knew you when you worked at the bank and were going to school with my daughters and all that. You
know, true story.
Yeah.
I know something about you. You don't know. You knew my secret identity in 2010 because the police asked you if I was crazy, and you told me I wasn't. And you told them I wasn't crazy because when I got arrested by the FBI, the FBI told me, they're like, "Hey, you know that Dory Munson and the guys at 710 and the police say that you're not nuts. So if you can pass a non-nuts test or whatever, you're good."
I think I remember them asking me, and I said he's actually one of the nicest young men I know.
And they came back and they told me that because I was locked up in a cell for crazy people. I got arrested, and they couldn't get my suit off because it was bolted onto my body. It's not your suit, it's mine. And
Well, you can't fault me for that. I did everything I could.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. But this article on My Northwest, it's a long piece. You sound almost despondent about that, you know, what's happening on the streets and you're walking away from trying to help people. I mean, is that an accurate read on my part?
Yes and no. I'm incredibly disappointed. I've never been more disappointed in my entire life. It's just horrible. Like every day I wake up and I look around and I see people who I thought were one way and they are not. And it hurts my feelings every single day. But on the part of helping people, I couldn't stop helping people who I wanted to. Like on the way here, I was late because I jumped somebody in the parking lot who needed to jump. I'm going to always help people because that's what I want to do. But I used to feel like my obligation was to show people that, because I'm a fighter. You're a journalist. You do radio. You tell people about the radio. You tell people about news.
Yeah.
I'm a fighter. That's not a job no one needs anymore. I'm not taking over, you know, a small Germanic tribe. So I made it a thing people needed. And I wanted to show them that this is what you can do with this skill. And they didn't get it.
So why don't you become a cop? Man, that look you, I mean, people, this is radio, but you just gave me a look when I said, why don't you become a cop? Why was that?
I'm going to say something right now that's going to be very unpopular.
Okay. It might be unpopular with me if it's negative about cops.
Well, it's not negative about cops. It's just the truth. I've been there. I've seen it. Right? What? Most cops are pretty good people. Right? I would say I've met some pretty terrible ones, and I've met some pretty good ones. I've met some ones I hated and got better with them. Right? But the arc is they start off a certain way and they end another way. Right? Like me. I've been doing this for 10 years. 20-year-old Ben would have told you everyone can fight crime. We're going to be okay. 30-year-old Ben says, I know you're not ready for this. Let me do it. There's a difference, right? These cops, they can't not stop. They can't not do it. I can not go patrol when I don't want to. They can't. And because of that, it builds a resentment where their behavior is not conducive to who they are as a person, one. Second, if you cause a crime when you're a cop, there's different laws while being a cop. The one thing I thought was great about Phoenix Jones is anytime anyone told me I'm breaking the law, I'm a criminal, I'd say, okay, well, my video's on YouTube live. Feel free to call the cops. Done. I love that accountability.
Yeah.
Cops don't have that.
Cops have accountability.
Not like I do.
I would disagree. They
let's be real.
They got federal panels that are crawling up their shorts anytime they're involved in anything.
Okay. I guess I should rephrase this.
They have layers of city and federal oversight. And I think you're right that being a cop, especially in a place like Seattle.
Seattle sucks because everyone says the wrong thing. All the witnesses are lying and they're always making fun of the cops and saying they didn't.
Well, and you got city council members who are calling cops murderers when they're exonerated. I mean, they have no support. I don't know how they do that job in Seattle. I also know some cops out where you used to live and where I live that are absolutely the best people I know. And
Lake Forest Park Police Station is so great. I love that place. Yeah. Officer Bill was there for like 20 years. I have all the little badges he gave me on my wall.
Okay. So we're almost out of time here, but being a cop is just not for you.
If I was going to do anything, I'd be like a DARE officer. I want to talk to kids when they still haven't realized like how bad everybody is. Once you get to a certain age, you are who you are, and you're going to always be that person.
Yeah.
But you're smart enough now to see these other people don't believe the way you believe. I'm not a part of whatever it is they're doing. I'm something totally different.
Okay. Well, I've never thought you were crazy.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I know that. You put that on paper, so I believe you. While I was handcuffed in a crazy world, they're like, Dory Munson likes you.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Yeah. I say he's different.
Yeah.
But we're all a little different. I'm different, for crying out loud.
That's the weirdest part about this whole adventure, right? Yeah. Is I woke up one day, went out, bought a superhero suit, got some bulletproof armor, went out, fought crime all over the world. I fought crime in England, all over. Stopped hundreds and hundreds of crimes. And in the end of it, people are still sitting here going, oh, are superheroes real? Yes, what is a superhero? A dude in a costume who beats up bad guys. I did it. I really, really did it. They say the world needs a superhero. It doesn't. The world needs inspiration. And apparently I don't inspire these people. And that makes me sad, but I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm just not going to broadcast it to them anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, you obviously have all the skill sets as a communicator, as, you know, someone that I think kids would look up to. I think you can make a difference. I really agree. Do.
I just don't know if the difference is punching every bad guy in the face and thinking that that's going to inspire other people. I don't think people are inspired the way that I'm inspired. I'm inspired by actions. They're inspired by words.
Can I hire you just to hang out with me and be my personal bodyguard?
Walk two doors up the street? Sure.
Yeah. All right. It's good seeing you, Ben.
It's great seeing you.
You know him as Phoenix Jones, Ben Foder, Phoenix retiring from fighting crime. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text me. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on The Dory Monson Show. So my God, some trust, because they know I'm giving them. So the Senate, 59-41, wants to challenge Trump on emergency spending for the wall. A bunch of Republicans cross the aisle to vote with the Democrats. There really is a deep state. You know, Republicans want to protect the flow of illegals because the big business owners like that. Democrats want future voters. Let's go through the news here. See if it's a good thing to have open borders. Elysier Marino Tetlicol, a 25-year-old illegal from Mexico, has pleaded guilty to reentering the United States and accused of sex crimes against several children. Well, I wish we'd kept him out. An illegal with a criminal history has been arrested in the murder of a California woman. 24-year-old with a criminal history has been arrested in the murder of 59-year-old Bambi Larson in California. Wish we'd kept him out. Let's see. Oh, and California, you know, they just abolished the death penalty. Here's what illegal Louis Bracamontes, when he was sentenced to death in California for murdering two cops, in court, he said, "Bleep all the stupid cops and bleep the families, too. Only thing that I bleeping regret is that I bleeping just killed two. I wish I had killed more." They're thrilled in California that he won't be executed now. Big Lead 2 is next.